Testing for Spectral Index Variations in Polarized CMB Foregrounds, by Roger de Belsunce et al. We present a Bayesian parametric component separation method for polarized microwave sky maps. We solve jointly for the primary cosmic microwave background CMB signal and the main galactic polarized foreground components. For the latter, we consider electron synchrotron radiation and thermal dust emission, modeled in frequency as a power law and a modified blackbody respectively. We account for inter-pixel correlations in the noise covariance matrices of the input maps and introduce a spatial correlation length in the prior matrices for the spectral indices beta. We apply our method to low-resolution polarized Planck 2018 low- and high-frequency instrument LFI, HFI data, including the SROL2 reprocessing of HFI data. We find evidence for spatial variation of the synchrotron spectral index, and no evidence for depolarization of dust. Using the HFI SROL2 maps, and applying wide priors on the spectral indices, we find a mean polarized synchrotron spectral index over the unmasked sky of beta sync equals minus 2.833 plus 0.620. For polarized dust emission, we obtain beta dust equals 1.429 plus 0.236. Our method returns correlated uncertainties for all components of the sky model. Using our recovered CMB maps and associated uncertainties, we constrain the optical depth to reionization, tau, using a cross-spectrum-based likelihood approximation scheme, momento, to be tau equals 0.0598 plus 0.0059. We confirm our findings using a pixel-based likelihood, pixlike. In both cases, we obtain a result that is consistent with, albeit a fraction of a sigma higher than, that found by subtracting spatially uniform foreground templates. While the latter method is sufficient for current polarization data from Planck, next-generation space-borne CMB experiments will need more powerful schemes such as the one presented here. This was Testing for Spectral Index Variations in Polarized CMB Foregrounds, by Roger de Belsunce et al.